Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Make sure to head over to timcast.com, click join us, and become a member to support our work directly, because this show is made possible thanks in part to viewers like you. If you like the work we do, become a member, and you'll also get access to uncensored, members-only shows from Timcast IRL, Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. You can also join our Discord server and talk with like-minded individuals. Now, let's get into that first story. It's a video by Western Lensman on X, shared by Elon Musk. The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule. It's a must-see. Elon Musk says this is actually happening. The video is quite simple. It explains how Democrats are giving themselves up to 13 additional electoral college votes and congressional votes by bringing in millions of criminal aliens. We've known this for some time. I'm looking at this story. I'm thinking about the lawsuits against Trump, the lies from the media. Trump just filed a lawsuit against ABC and George Stephanopoulos for accusing him of being liable of rape, which is false and defamatory. That's actually not true. But to ABC News, I believe it was ABC News, to all of the millions of people who watch this, this is the world they live in. This country is in active conflict. It's just that conflict changes. I love the video game Fallout, if you've ever played it. There's a famous line from that game: war never changes, but certainly it does. New tools, new weapons, new strategies, new tactics. And perhaps the end result of all of this will be only hot conflict. I hope not. I certainly hope not. But I do not see a path forward. I do not see an off-ramp because of the extreme degree of action being taken by the Democrats. It is in your face. It is screaming in your face. I watched a video, I'll record a segment on it later, of a homeowner in New York. Her parents died. She inherits the house and she moves immediately to sell it. Squatters immediately take it over. And when she comes to try and actually come into the house, which only not even a month, perhaps later, the police arrest her. That's right. The woman who owns the property comes to find people in her home. She calls the police and they arrest her. The system can't function this way. People of this country are being attacked in every possible measure through audits, IRS crackdown, through ridiculous mandates and policies. Here we are. The Supreme Court recently put a block, just the other day, they put a block on Texas from enforcing immigration law. The Supreme Court says we can do what we want. This country will not exist in 10 years at this pace. Now, I'm confident culturally we're winning. And I think it's Elon Musk, it's people like you and me paying attention, talking about this, that will push back and prevent this. But I have no idea what to expect in November. I have no reason to believe that the Democrats aren't preparing another shadow campaign. Preparing? I have no reason to believe that there is not an active shadow campaign. That is to say, avoid the double negatives. I believe it is a guarantee that right now, Democrats are engaged in a shadow campaign, as they as Time Magazine described it from 2020. I don't know how this turns out. Let me play this video for you. It's actually quite succinct. It's not inflammatory. It's actually well put together. And you can hear it for yourself. The plan, as we've described it, from the video shared by Elon Musk, produced by Western Lensman. Okay, I got to refresh it. That's the thing about X video, huh?
Entrench single-party rule.
Here we go.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
I think the important thing to point out is what mostly matters is congressional apportionment. 13 additional congressional seats. And that's based on the numbers from Pew Research. Pew Research says there's an estimated 10.1 million illegal criminal aliens in this country, and they're counted in the census. That's how we know it's 10 million. In fact, it could be more because there's what's called gotaways, people who cross the border illegally but are not caught. Right now, Democrats are claiming they have a border security bill that would end the problem of illegal immigration. And they're correct. It absolutely would. It would end illegal immigration by legalizing it, by making it so that anyone who crosses the border of their own volition without going through a checkpoint or doing any paperwork or any process would be rapidly processed and legally allowed to enter this country. So it wouldn't be illegal anymore, would it? It would codify this as the status quo. Now, the estimates from Pew of 10 million, those are old numbers. By now, it may actually be closer to 13 to 15. We are looking at roughly 16 or 17 extra congressional seats for Democrats to vote as they see fit. You may wonder why it is. Polling seems to show, videos seem to show over and over again that the American people are not happy with what's going on. And they don't like the state of the economy. But somehow Democrats keep winning. The issue is quite simple. In these urban districts where Democrats actually have voting majority, and that's fine, they're allowed to, instead of one congressional seat, they have two or three. And so that one city, that one part of New York that should be one vote turns into three. Because when the census happens, they don't ask, are you a citizen or not? So when Democrats say sanctuary city, sanctuary state, as Western Lensman points out, they create population magnets. They bring these people in. And the reason why I think they're bringing people in en masse right now is likely due to COVID urban exodus. During the COVID lockdowns, people like me actually left blue areas and moved to red areas and intend to vote Republican. I think it's stupid to say blue and red, to be honest, because it used to be different. Democrats used to be red and they flipped it for some reason. I lived in the Philadelphia suburbs in New Jersey in a Democrat district and I left. Now, that's probably good for them. They're probably happy someone like me wouldn't be there because, of course, I would vote Republican. But many moderates and even Democrats left and moved to more conservative areas and likely will now vote more conservative because they did not like what happened to their businesses, their lives, to their families, to their children, to their schools. This means that when it comes time for the census in 2030, Democrats are in serious trouble. The Democrat congressional the congressional apportionment for Democrats will absolutely strip them of their unconstitutional, illicit congressional advantage. So what do they do? Everything you're seeing right now is laying the groundwork for 2030. If there is a census and we stop and deport the illegal immigrants, this Congress will likely have a 20-seat Republican advantage because congressional apportionment will be redefined. It would probably reduce the amount of people per district. Right now, I believe it's 775,000. It'd go down. If you were to remove, what are we looking at? Is it 0.3 to 0.5% of the, wow. Yeah, a 0.3-ish, maybe around there of the population. That would reduce the amount of people per district. And it would strip Democrats of their fake electoral advantage. Understand this. When it comes to electing the president, this is what we're up against. Donald Trump must overcome 10 million votes from illegal immigrants. And I don't mean that illegal immigrants are going to sign a ballot and mail it in.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I don't believe that's the case. It may be in many circumstances, don't get me wrong. There have been illegal immigrants, criminal aliens who have voted. That's a fact. I don't know if it reaches the scale of 10 million, but we are not a direct democracy. Our electoral system does not hinge upon an individual casting a ballot. It depends upon electoral votes. This means it may matter to a certain degree that an illegal criminal alien casts a ballot in, say, California. And then the elector from California gets sent to D.C. or their electoral vote gets mailed to D.C. Perhaps. The real issue is we vote on the president through the Electoral College, which is the appropriate way to do it. Democrats are exploiting this. What happens then is criminal aliens don't vote. And that's silly. Democrats would not give you the opening to track down how they're pulling this off. They've created a legal barricade to stop you from doing anything about it. If it were true that non-citizens were voting in mass, we could figure that out easily. Democrats keep saying that's not happening. They're right. Their plan does not require it to happen. All that is required is that an area of, say, New York, which actually has 500,000 U.S. citizens instead of 775, gets to vote. So if you look at a place like New York City, the way it works, with around 13 additional congressional seats Democrats have, it's not so much that New York, you know, there will be one district that's all illegal immigrants. It means that Democrats can pad their numbers and draw the districts. So there may be 50,000 illegal immigrants in one district, 50,000 another, 50,000 here, 50,000 there. And that means when it all adds up, New York is going to get an extra vote. There's no possible way Republicans can compete with extra votes. Now, if we were to reapportion and remove non-citizens, that would rebalance Congress and it would shift some of those congressional seats, of which there are 435, to Republican areas or more moderate leaning areas. But as of right now, the Democratic Party has representatives that do not represent American citizens. And that is why they have all of these all these sanctuary laws, which are unconstitutional. And while these Democrat areas are quite literally in defiance of federal law, the Supreme Court blocks Texas from actually enforcing the law. It's on purpose. This country is being gutted and ripped to shreds intentionally. Donald Trump says bloodbath as a reference to the economy, and the media marches in lockstep to lie. Now, I don't know what the plan is or why they do what they do. I do know that there are a lot of really stupid people who live in bubble world, the bubble of MSNBC and CNN, and they genuinely believe Trump is calling for violence and there's no immigration problem. Stay asleep, America. Your government is in control. Supreme Court blocks Texas from enforcing controversial immigration law for now. Yes, but it's been indefinitely blocked. There is no date at which there's no ruling. They just say, no, we're extending the stay. You can't enforce this law. We'll figure it out later. Texas will likely reject this. Why would any American citizen pay taxes into a machine that is ripping away the future of this country and the birthright of our children? I mean, the nation's children, right? Gen Z is certainly waking up, becoming more conservative as they're watching what's happening. I give you this warning, Gen Z. You may awaken today and say, what was supposed to be our inheritance of this great nation and the American dream is being given away to millions of non-citizens. If you do not do something about it now, if Donald Trump does not win in November, it's not even about November. Democrats may be betting on 2028. Democrats may actually hope Trump wins in November. And Trump, of course, will have to engage in the most massive deportation plan we've ever seen, operation. So I give you this scenario. 2024, November, Donald Trump wins. Everyone's shocked. They say, we did it. We won. Democrats, fury, and they're scathing and they're seething. Donald Trump then begins a mass deportation program of the millions that were brought in under Joe Biden. Trucks come and pick people up. Buses load criminal aliens onto, load up criminal aliens, then begin sending them back to their home countries. Now, in the immediate, there's no real place you can put them. There are border facilities that the Democrats have already called concentration camps. I give you this scenario. Donald Trump wins. When he begins deportation, Democrats in the media say, it's Hitler. Concentration camps. He's rounding up our neighbors. These are people you know and you love, and they're being hunted down. Shield them, hide them, protect them. You'll have stories of undocumented citizens hiding in the attic. That's the game they'll play. 2028 comes around. With their advantage, they then win. They run these stories, run this narrative, and convince people that Donald Trump is Hitler 2.0 and that it must be stopped. Never again, they'll say. 2030. The permanent political majority is crafted. True Republicans can never win again. True Americans, the fabric of this nation, destroyed. The values of the Constitution, gone. Vestigial, part of a bygone era. After Donald Trump loses, or I should say, not Trump, but after the Republicans lose in 2028, as Democrats run this narrative of Nazis and Hitler and all that stuff, assuming we make it that far, to be completely honest, then the Democrats come in, bring back millions upon millions more illegal immigrants, criminal aliens. The census happens in 2030, and the Democrats gain 5 to 6 more congressional seats. And that's it. We look at all these polls and we're like, wow, Republicans are going to win in 2022, and they win a narrow majority, narrow, only a few seats. And now it's down to only a handful because people are retiring and they're leaving and they're expelling George Santos, things like that. Democrats have extra seats based on their population. They claim things like, look at the popular vote. We get way more votes than Republicans. Why are they winning? They have already got untold amounts of illegal immigrant criminal aliens sleeping in airports, in community centers. And you wonder why it is. It's because they want political power. They want subjects. They do not want to actually have to compete with the Republican Party and with Americans who believe in this country and what it means. The goal in the end will be, I believe the goal is just political power, but the end result will be the shredding of the fabric of this country. Let me show you where we're at. Tyson hiring migrants, says Fox News. That's a lie. While laying off U.S. workers is the decimation of the American dream, top Republican. Why is Fox News calling criminal aliens migrants? Because they're in on the take. This is the plan, baby. They're burning this country to the ground. They say we are the right side of history and they're going to destroy what you believe in. The idea of the white picket fence and the milkman, the paper boy, all of that will be gone. And what you will get instead is enclaves of multicultural democratic institutions. You'll go to Little Havana. You'll go to Ukrainian village. You'll go to Little Italy. You'll go to Little Guatemala and Little Barbados and Little Haiti. And there will be these neighborhoods in your city where people don't speak the same language. People don't get along. But don't worry. When the conflict happens, the police will come and they'll enforce the law. And that's it. It's the ultimate plan of population dissolution. When you have a population fighting itself, they can't fight you. Many people like to point out that during Occupy Wall Street, it was fairly populist, anti-establishment, until identity politics came in. There's a comic where it's a rich man sitting in a fancy room and there's protesters outside saying, we are the 99%. The man's on the phone and says, introduce them to identity politics. People often talk about wedge issues. I remember growing up, they'd say, these issues that we're dealing with, most Americans agree, no war. But then you'll get some wedge issue like a tax proposal or abortion. And now we're too busy fighting each other to deal with what's actually going on. That's what they're going to create permanently. People who are American born, 7th, 8th, 10th, whatever generation from this country will be arguing with a guy who just got here. And you'll be saying, this guy is trying to vote away my library. And the guy will be saying, we don't need a library. We need more services for these newcomers. And you'll demand change and the police will show up and say, look, I don't know who's fighting and why. Okay, both of you need to shut up and deal with this in the courts. Both of us. What about the people who are supposed to inherit this nation and everything that was built? Why are they allowing these people to come here and take from our resources and the hard work that we built this country? Our parents built this country. There you go. That is where we are heading. Now, let me correct this for you. Tyson is hiring criminal aliens while laying off U.S. workers. That's the real story. Tyson says they're going to be laying off more than 1,000 jobs and looking to bring on 42,000 criminal aliens. Boycott Tyson's.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is the big story. The next segment, I'll go into greater detail on boycotting Tyson's. We can win this one. At least I hope we can. I think it starts with voting for Donald Trump, but I don't know that we have any good answers. I don't know that one term of Trump can actually solve this problem. when you have these evil people that are running the show. They want your life to be worse. They believe they know better than you. These are people, many of whom, not all, but many of whom, would love there to be a unified Western bloc like NATO that all falls under one governing authority. And the only way to achieve that is to strip you of your ability to influence government. How can you do that? Flood the country with non-citizens. Make you, the Americans, compete against people who aren't from here, who don't care, who just want to live a better life. I can respect wanting to live a better life. But that means, when it comes down to it, think of the squatter. The squatter wants to live a better life. And this is the perfect image, the perfect example of what this country has come to. In New York, a woman comes to her home, as I mentioned, and she finds squatters. Those squatters are effectively, in this analogy, illegal immigrants. And she says, "Get out of my house!" And the police show up and say, "This is a civil matter." So when the police actually remove these guys, they do. They say, "Come on, guys, you got to get out of the house." She changes the locks. The man then calls the police again and says, "Our landlord has evicted us without cause." The police, with smiles on their faces, rip the woman from her own home that her parents gave to her. They arrest her. I'm going to do a segment on that later, but I feel that is the perfect example of what we are witnessing. So let me leave it here. The next segment, I'm going to be talking about Tyson and the boycott and what we have to do and how we have to build the parallel economy. Shout out to Public Square. Download the Public Square app now. Use it. But let me jump to this next segment. I'll wrap it up here. That'll be at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. I am often asked, what can I do to help us win, to preserve and protect this great nation? How do I wake people up? And my friends, it is difficult. That is the truth. I don't have all the answers. What I can tell you right now is there's one simple thing you can do. Do not buy Tyson Foods. When you go to the grocery store to pick up whatever it is you need to pick up, if you see Tyson anywhere on that bag, you say, "I will not buy." A boycott has begun after Tyson announced they would be laying off American workers and hiring up to 42,000 criminal aliens. Of course, they like to say asylum seekers, but we know these people aren't really seeking asylum. They are Democrats' plan. They are criminal aliens coming into this country, economic migrants breaking our laws and being given sanctuary by Democrats to help preserve their electoral power, which is ill-gotten. Tyson sees an opportunity, a capitalist opportunity. If Democrats are going to bring these people in and give them work permits, we can hire them as an underclass and pay them dirt. Oh boy, it's beginning to look a lot like slavery. It's always the Democrats, isn't it? Always the Democrats. The latest news following this boycott: conservative investment fund divests from Tyson Foods over migrant hiring. Now, I'm not going to give anybody financial advice. I'm simply saying, if you think it is bad what Tyson's is doing, it follows logically that you should not be buying any of their products. As for financial advice, I can't say that. If it were me, what I would do personally would be, if I had any stock in anything related to Tyson's or connected in any way, I would also divest from it. But you do you. That I can't cross into. Fox Business reports, conservative investment fund divests from Tyson Foods over migrant hiring. A conservative-oriented investment fund is divesting from Tyson's Foods. The American Conservative Values ETF, an actively managed exchange-traded fund created by Ridgeline Research LLC to cater to ideologically conservative investors, announced Monday that it divested its holdings from Tyson Foods and placed a, quote, refuse to buy rating on the food giant stock. Ridgeline founder and CEO Bill Flaig told Fox Business, "We believe Tyson's management has blundered into a political minefield and should have known better. The risk of alienating a significant percentage of their customers outweighs any potential economic benefit. In a recent Pew Research poll, 80% of U.S. adults say the U.S. government is doing a bad job of handling the migrant influx. We have seen a negative impact of alienating customers recently with Bud Light and Target. And by divesting, we are protecting our shareholders." In 2022, Tyson Foods joined the the nonprofit Tent Partnership for Refugees, which was started by Chobani Yogurt founder and CEO Hamdi Ulukaya to create a program for the private sector to help refugees find employment. Tyson committed. Okay, the page just completely reloaded on me. Let's jump back up to where we were. Thank you, Fox News. Tyson committed to hiring 2,500 refugees in the U.S. over the course of 3 years when it joined the partnership. A report by Bloomberg News indicated that Tyson officials met with migrants at Chobani's offices last month to hire 17 asylum seekers from Venezuela, Mexico, and Colombia for jobs at its plants in Tennessee. Then it hired 70 more in early March. The outlet reported that Tyson Foods' Garrett Dolan, who works in the multinational conglomerate's human resources department, said that migrants are very, very loyal and explained they've been uprooted and what they want is stability. What they want is a sense of belonging. Right now, my friends, please share this video. Let people know what Tyson is doing. And by all means, if you're a Democrat who loves what they're doing, then I encourage you to tell all your friends to buy all the Tyson's products in the world. And if you are an American-loving individual, be it conservative, libertarian, or even Democrat, and you are concerned about the massive influx of criminal aliens into this country, I am not talking about migrants. I love migrants. I'm talking about criminal aliens crossing the border without going through our legal processes. If you are worried about that, do not help fund it. Share this video. If you're viewing on YouTube, share that URL. If you're on Facebook, you need only click share right now. Quote, "We would like to employ another 42,000 if we could find them," Dolan added in reference to the roughly 42,000 immigrants in the company's workforce of 120,000. He explained the meatpacking industry at large deals with turnover about 40% of the workers in factory roles each year, which means Tyson needs to hire about 52,000 workers this year to fill jobs that pay about $16.50 an hour plus benefits. And I'm pretty sure there are Americans who want those jobs. We saw this when Donald Trump, during his term, had several hundred, I believe it was around 800, criminal aliens deported. People in the left and the Democrats kept saying, nobody wants to do these jobs. They're taking jobs nobody wants. That's a lie. Any American would take a good paying job. Instead, what we get is unemployment, homelessness, drug abuse. What do we end up seeing when that happened? Local news saw rural folk showing up to get jobs at these plants. And they said, wait a minute, why are you coming to get a job here? Americans don't want these jobs. And they said, are you kidding? This job pays better than my last job. Of course I want to work here. Instead, they give these jobs to criminal aliens. And why? Now, I don't believe, for the most part, it's about saving money necessarily, or I think it really comes down to avoiding legal liability, but saving money is a component of that. So that's fair. If you've got criminals working for you, they ain't saying nothing. So if there's an accident, you don't got to worry about insurance because these people ain't saying nothing. I remember watching a documentary about 15 years ago. A lot of these meat companies would run ads in Mexico saying, come work across the border and we'll pay you $15 an hour. The ads were running in Mexico and it attracted illegal immigrants, criminal aliens to the country. They would come and work at the plant. And then when it came time for payday, they would call ICE, the factory. ICE would show up and deport the criminal aliens, and the company didn't have to pay them. That saved them money. But right now what we're seeing is Democrats basically saying, let them come. And now these factories are saying, you mean I can bring on a worker without documentation, a criminal alien, and they can't report me for any wrongdoing because they're not here legally, but Democrats won't enforce against me? Win-win, baby. The news comes as Tyson announced last week that it will close a pork plant in Perry, Iowa in June that employs about 1,200 workers amid slowing demand for some products. Let's make that all of their plants. Tyson Foods has disputed that its closure of the plant and other facilities is related to hiring practices amid reports that it sought to link the two matters. To that, Flake said, that response reinforces that their management teams don't get it and how inadequate the response to Americans concerned about the open border. Just stop eating it. For one, let me just tell you this. It's breaded garbage. Look, my recommendation is you pop open that Public Square app right now, publicsquare.com, and you type in chicken. And just right off the bat, unfortunately, there's Good Ranchers. They're out of stock. And I know it's not so easy to buy like a whole chicken box with $164, but, you know, do what you can to support Public Square businesses. You've got Good Ranchers. You've got Dude Food, high quality meat for the American man. You got Stay Classy Meats. Shout out to Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers actually sponsored our live event in Martinsburg, West Virginia. So, of course, we're fans. And they sent us a trial package. I got to be honest, like, some of the best. They sent us Wagyu beef patty burgers. Some of the best burgers I've ever had. I mean, granted, we made them as we liked them. Mine was very rare. Public Square is the answer. This is a solution to the problem that is very, very simple. Shout out to T-Rex Pet Shop. Pops up right there. If your pets are looking for some meats. Public Square is not sponsoring this video or anywhere. I'm just saying we can't just complain all day. We can't just say, I can't believe they're doing this. We need real solutions. Public Square has been growing rapidly. More and more businesses are signing up. We've got Public Square sponsoring pro skateboarders. Shout out to Beaver Fleming. Amazing. I think we can win this one. But it means voting with our dollars. It means voting, and it means registering, getting your friends registered to vote. It means follow Scott Pressler. Figure out what the plan is, what's going on. This election matters so much. But really, for so many of you, you may be thinking like, man, what do I do? Neutral position. Don't buy Tyson's. Do not buy Tyson's foods. I want you to be healthy too. So I strongly recommend you get healthier stuff than perfectly crispy chicken strips. And, you know, food tastes good. Recently, I've been, I got a personal trainer, so tracking my macros as of this morning for the first time in a long time. I actually had some breakfast. I'll tell you what I'm at. 59 carbs, 11 grams of fat, and 48 grams of protein already today. And eating clean as I can. I'm not so crazy about the seed oils stuff, but, you know, I try to avoid things that just seem weird. I've been feeling a lot better. For breakfast, I made mochi. Just rice flour and water. And then I made a little mochi with jam. That's what it's all about. I don't think this stuff is good for you. I think it's bad for you. And I think they're bad people. They're trying, $16.50 an hour could go to so many Americans who need jobs. The news comes as Tyson announced last week that it will close a pork plant in Perry. Okay, that I read. The company released a statement to emphasize that it opposes illegal immigration and that Tyson's workers are required to be legally authorized to work in the country. Let me explain that for you. Democrats are trying to give work permits to criminal aliens. That's what they're trying to do. In recent days, there's been a lot of misinformation in the media about our company, and we feel compelled to set the record straight. Tyson Foods is strongly opposed to illegal immigration, and we led the way in participating in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employment, E-Verify, and the Mutual Agreement Between Government Employees program, the statement said. I love this. We led the way in participating in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employment, E-Verify. Yeah, that's right. Tyson's not your friends. I got to tell you right now, I believe that this ETF investment fund is completely correct. It doesn't matter if you like Tyson's or not. What they are saying is there's going to be a boycott. They announced this here. I got the news from Yahoo. Thousands boycott Tyson's food amid plans to hire 42,000 asylum seekers in New York. Asylum seekers. Ridiculous. They have to be legal, though. They have to be legal. Democrats are going to give them work permits. They're trying to make these criminal actions legal and flood this country so they can maintain a Democrat electoral majority without actually convincing the American people. Instead of saying, I mean, this is the numbers game of elections. Instead of saying, sir, let me convince you to vote for me. They say, let's just bring in people who are going to pad our numbers and then we win. Republicans think winning an election means going to someone and saying, please vote for me. Democrats think winning an election is, how do we get the numbers on our side? This boycott is happening. And that means it follows their stock will decline. I'm not telling you what to do. I mean, maybe people are like, I'm going to buy the dip when Tyson Foods stock drops. But I don't see how a company like this is going to survive the Bud Light treatment. Bud Light's struggling. It's really amazing. Come June, we'll see their numbers normalize year over year. And thus, they'll start to claim growth has returned. But Bud Light's been just irrevocably damaged because of their decision to side with far left insanity against the American people. And this is where we're currently at. Tyson hiring migrants while laying off U.S. workers is the decimation of the American dream, top Republican says. Migrants. Even Fox News. Migrants. Asylum seekers. They're not trying to hire migrants. I like migrants. I love legal immigration. I'm a big fan. I was talking to a buddy the other day. There's a thing called an exceptional talent visa. It's brilliant. If you are an exceptional talent in another country, professional athlete, musician, whatever, you can get a visa because we just like the fact that you're really good at what you do and we want that here in this country. I love that. Brain draining other nations. Brain drain is when high-skilled workers leave a country. I love the idea that the U.S. offers. Here's what we should do. If the Democrats really want to bring in a bunch of immigrants, it's actually quite simple. Instead of low-skill workers coming to the country illegally, how about we agree to offer up exceptional talent visas in larger numbers? And then we tell the people of all the world, if you are an exceptional talent and can prove it, we'll actually give you a visa to come here. See, the problem with that is many of those people probably would vote Republican. I just think that's a reality. You bring someone in from another country who's an exceptional talent, and they're going to say, I'd like to preserve and protect this country. I understand what's going on in the world. I'm smart enough to read the news and do a Google search, and Democrats are lying. I really do think the divide between Democrats and Republicans is largely intelligence. Seriously. Democrats will make the argument that Republicans are all stupid, backwards yokels and all that stuff, and they have to maintain that image because it only affects Democrats. Republicans know that it's not true. It's not even Republicans, libertarians too, post-liberals. I'm thinking of that Taylor Swift video, You Need to Calm Down, I think it is, where she shows a bunch of people who are opposed to gender ideology and LGBTQ policy as a bunch of toothless old backcountry yokels. As opposed to like what the RNC actually is, a bunch of chiseled, good-looking, tall men and busty, beautiful young women. It's funny because I'm half kidding, but it is kind of true. The DNC is a bunch of, and this is a fact, Democrats tend to be less attractive than Republicans. So why is it then that in all this video, all the videos they make, the Republicans, the right, look creepy and busted up? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's propaganda, because people who are smart enough to see through the tricks, you can't fool them with this stuff. You know, it's that saying, Republicans think Democrats are misguided. Democrats think Republicans are evil. That's certainly changed. Now, I'd say it's more like Republicans think the Democrat voters are misguided and Democrat politicians are evil. Democratic politicians know that Republicans are desperately trying to save this country, but they are evil. And Democrat voters think all Republicans are evil. There you go. Now, whether or not the boycott actually results in a massive impact is yet to be seen. But I do got to give a shout out to Julian's Rum at It's Julian's Rum on Twitter saying, imagine working at Tyson Foods, then getting vaxxed so you don't get fired, then getting fired anyways, then getting replaced by illegals who aren't vaxxed. This is the amazing thing. Tyson Foods in 2021 to require COVID-19 vaccinations for its U.S. workforce. So you were like, I can't lose my job. I just have to comply. Here, let me suck the toes of the Tyson executive. And you did. It's sad and it's creepy, but many, many people did. Truth be told, most people who watch this probably didn't. Forced medication. It's insane. And imagine then. Now they're bringing in asylum seekers who are not vaccinated. This is what's happening to your country. It's happening all around us. There is a solution, my friends. Public Square. They've sponsored us in the past. They sponsored a couple of our live events. We're big fans. We're good friends. And I'm super excited about everything they're working on. I remember watching, I'm watching Instagram, and I see this dude do a double backflip on a skateboard. You know, I skateboard. I'm excited. This guy's sponsored by Public Square. Shout out again, Beaver Fleming. He's a good dude, and he's great at skateboarding. And I'm really excited to see that Public Square is making these moves, and they're growing so rapidly. And it's so simple. We all got to buy stuff. This is the solution. Boycotts are can be tough. You go to the grocery store, Tyson's is right there. You're like, look, I just want to get some chicken strips for my family. It's easy. I can throw them in the oven, bake them. We're good to go. We got food. I don't live in an area where I can drive to a farm, right? For me, to be honest, I have a farm literally 5 minutes down the road. It's awesome. They got fresh made farm cheese. They've got raw pet milk, not for human consumption. Yet everybody knows people be drinking that stuff. But it's against the law to drink raw milk. I'm actually, I don't drink raw milk. It's fine or whatever, you know, do what you want to do. Do your thing. I got no problem with pasteurized milk or whatever. But for some of you, you may not have that good farm. Well, look, I can't guarantee that Public Square has everything you need. Because certainly you're still going to need to go to the grocery store. And even right now, Good Ranchers is out of stock of their chicken. What do we got here? Good Ranchers does have whole box chicken. I got to tell you, this stuff right here, it's going to be infinitely healthier, better for your family than you're going to get with that Tyson's garbage. Now, I'm not trying to do an ad campaign or anything like that. I'm just saying, this is the inverse. We can boycott all day and night. But what are we doing to actually shift the direction of economics in this country? The boycott is one thing, but sometimes you still need to buy stuff. Who do you buy from? Instead of just saying, oh no, a company did wrong, let's boycott. How about we make it proactive, boycott? How about we make it as simple as this? Instead of waiting for a company to do wrong and hoping what we're buying from is doing right, we literally just go to Public Square and buy from companies that are outright telling us they're doing right. That's why I love Public Square. That's why I think it's a step in the right direction, but it's got to go further. The best part is they have a map that'll show you all the local businesses you can shop at that have made this pledge to support American values, the family, free speech, all of that good stuff. I know it's kind of funny because I feel like I'm doing a sponsor spot, but I'm literally not. I cannot do a segment where I'm like, do not buy from bad company without giving you an option for how we actually solve the problem. Look at this. Tucker Carlson X, Public Square. There you go. This is the way. And there's a bunch of reasons to boycott Tyson's. We could have boycotted them for their vaccine mandate. I want to talk to you about what's happening in this country. And so beyond the Tyson's boycott, my morning segment was talking about the permanent electoral majority that Democrats were involved in. The plan. Elon Musk posted this video. And in it, I talked to you about squatters. This is the next play. It's a perfect example of what is happening to this country on the micro scale. The next segment that's going to be coming up at 4, we'll be discussing the issue of squatting in this country, which has seemingly gotten worse and will get worse as time goes on, because in the end, you will own nothing and you will be happy. It is not just about bringing in a permanent political majority. It's about destroying the historical wealth of generations. The next segment, a woman who inherited a home from her parents, only to find within not even a month, as she's trying to sell the property, squatters took it over. When she called the police arrested her. That segment will be at 4 p.m. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. A woman inherited a home. Her parents owned the home. They passed away. The house went to her. She decided to sell the home. Not even a month had gone by when squatters moved in. Apparently, she said it sometime in February, they moved in. It has not been 30 days. She tried to go to the house and the locks were changed. She called the police. Well, I'm jumping the gun. Some woman came and opened the door. The news crew was there. She goes inside to find some guys in her house. She calls the police. The police actually removed the men. They tell her not to change the locks, which seems to make no sense. If the police removed these men because they couldn't prove they lived there, why couldn't she change her own locks? So she did. The men then broke back in. They broke into the house. The police came and arrested the woman who owned the actual property. There's no better example of what is happening to this country than this story. This is the microcosm of the macrocosm. This is illegal criminal aliens entering the United States and being protected by police. I don't care about Democrats. It's the police. You tell me why. There are CBP agents on the southern border trafficking children into sex slavery. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why it is in New York. These cops, no, the house belongs to this woman, but would arrest her. Come on, these guys are lying. They say it's a landlord-tenant issue. These guys have no lease. Now, I got to tell you, the main issue I see here with a lot of the squatter stuff is too many people think that righteousness is on their side. Congratulations, you lose. Republicans in the macro have the same problem. Justice and righteousness is on my side. Meanwhile, what does the left say? The left says they don't care about principles. They care about winning. They'll lie, cheat, and steal if they gain power. If the right, post-liberals, former Democrats, libertarians, and conservatives think they are going to win a political battle through justice and righteousness, you'll lose. Now, there is hope that in the long run, the straightforward approach of voting, bringing in Donald Trump, and just saying, shut up, we don't care, we're playing this one right, works. Maybe it will. Maybe I'm a little too hasty in saying this, but I just want to reassure you, they're cheating. They're going after Trump, they're seizing his money, trying to put him in prison. That's not a real election. I want to play for you this video and show you this story. And then we'll talk about the issue of squatting. But I really do, when I see this story, it's so much like what's happening with criminal aliens coming into the country, breaking our laws, and there is no system by which police... Look, you know, I got people in the Timcast members Discord saying I'm wrong. I shouldn't disparage the police over a few incidents. Yo, back in 2020, I was very much opposed to defund the police and abolish the police. But it has been incessant for years. It's at a point where I'm not so concerned about the lies of police brutality. I know that's not true. The issue is, as Democrats steal more power, lie, cheat, and steal, they keep protecting evil and the cops keep siding with evil. Not every cop, but unfortunately for us, many of the good ones have quit. And when you get to a more local, rural area, I've said it over and over again, policing there is good and works. It's not an institution of police that I'm concerned about, much like the anarchists are and the libertarians. It's more so that in most of our jurisdictions, from the Capitol Police to New York, these police will gleefully engage in evil. So what do you do? From arresting salon owners, cafe owners over COVID lockdowns, to opening the gates and letting prisoners go. This is what's happening. And now we have this story. A woman who shows up to find her house has been stolen from her, and the police say, so what? You're under arrest, ma'am. Let's talk about tactics and strategy.
You're going to steal my house. Yes, you are.
How about that? A squatter standoff. A property owner confronts a group of people she says moved into her million-dollar home in Queens, and our cameras were rolling as dozens of officers showed up.
Several people were taken away in handcuffs, and one of those arrested may surprise you.
Investigative reporter Dan Krause.
May surprise you. It's so funny when someone who inherits a property their parents paid for has it stolen from them and they get arrested. But that's it right there. We are supposed to be the inheritors of this nation. Gen Z is supposed to be stepping up to the plate in the next few years to begin inheriting industry, entering their 30s. And what are they getting instead? Criminal aliens are being handed the reins. The inheritance is not going to the rightful heirs of this country. And this is, as I mentioned, the microcosm of the macro.
Joins us now with more on what happened. Tell us, Dan.
Well, this is a very big growing problem. I received dozens of tips from viewers about this in just the past week. I went to do what I thought was going to be a routine interview. Instead, we capture what police and property owners are dealing with on a daily basis.
I have video of you.
Oh, my God.
Who are these people?
To understand how this day ended,
we need the police right away.
With multiple 911 calls and arrests,
We have to start at the beginning.
Adele, the hardest question is, how do you say your name?
We met Adele Andaloro outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She's in the process of selling it.
No, he locked it.
But she's been locked out. She claims squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
What's it like being here knowing you can't go inside of your own home?
It's enraging. It really is.
In New York, squatters have rights after 30 days.
By the time that someone does their investigation and they do their work and their job, we'll be well over the 30 days, and this man will have stolen my home. And now she's back.
Just after wrapping up our interview, a woman showed up.
What are you doing in the house? Are you renting this house? Why are you here?
She unlocked the front door, saw our cameras, and took off.
It's open. Let's go in the house. It's open.
Adele and her daughter, with the property deed in hand, went inside.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
There's a man sleeping right there. Get out of my house.
She found two men.
How long have you lived here?
I moved in about 2 days ago.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmith. I didn't come in illegally. The door was open.
Police started
I didn't come in illegally. The door was open. Lady, it's your house. What do you mean? It's not illegal even if you bash the door with a sledgehammer. It's your door. There's a lot to break down in this, but we'll let this play.
Viewing neighbors and looking for documents.
Do you have something that shows that you've been here for more than 30 days?
They took the man who told me he had been renting for 2 days out in handcuffs.
The police said to these men, do you have anything that shows you've been here longer than 30 days? Why are the police desperately trying to protect the squatters? Why are the police protecting the squatters? By all means, make the argument that the cops don't know what's going on. It could be a landlord-tenant dispute, and you can't just evict someone. That's their argument. Welcome to the brave new world. The liars win.
I won out.
And escorted the other guy off the property.
Now you're afraid to come out.
I'm not coming out. This house is empty. This is my home. My locksmith is on the corner waiting to change my locks. And that's not fair. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, should be having to go through this.
How you doing?
Minutes later, a locksmith showed up. But police gave her a warning before they left.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court the way I've been told to take him to court.
Now think about that for a second. This guy's got no proof he lives there. And the police are saying, we'll arrest you if you stop him. If you want him to leave, go to court. Why should the landlord have to go to court, but the guy who stole the house doesn't?
But today, I'm not leaving my house.
Less than 10 minutes after police left and the locks were changed. The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again.
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Do you see this? This guy just literally broke down my door. Broke through myself and my daughter to get in here. This guy just forced himself into my house.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And so did you.
Ma'am.
You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police on her.
So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. We need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
But who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to
show
it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill. This is
a bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave, or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court.
So let's just break this down. Here's what's happening. If you're in New York, you don't got to move into the house. That would actually expose you to risk. You could simply draft up a bill. In fact, here's the amazing thing. This guy has no lease. He didn't show the police a lease. He showed the police a bill of some sort. So what? This guy calls a local landscaper and says, I need you to mow my lawn. How much does it cost? Come to mow the lawn and I'll pay you. Landscaper comes and mows the lawn. He pays him for it. Saves the receipt. Waits a month. Then breaks into the house, and he's there for one day. When the landowner comes in and says, a guy just broke into my house, he goes, I got a bill showing I've been here for longer than 30 days. Look, I've been paying for the landscaping. And the cops go, you got it. Have a nice day. And what happened? They arrested the woman who owns the home. You saw it. The police in New York arrested the woman who owns the house.
She changed.
For changing the locks on her own home. Here they are arresting the woman who owns the house. This guy has no lease. Now, many people have brought this up on Twitter, and I agree with the issue here. This woman thought she was honest. It's her home. These guys don't live here. The police will help me. And boy, was she wrong. By all means, make the argument that the cops can't know what's going on. But you saw these cops desperately try to protect the squatters. They did not say, ma'am, we're going to try and help you in any way. They said, can you prove you've been here? Okay, you're good. We're going to let you stay. Ma'am, if you do anything, you're under arrest. And she said, why doesn't he take me to court? And they go, no, no, he doesn't have to go to court. You will go to jail. You're the landlord. Welcome to the communist dystopia they plan to make. Here's how it works. I remember that viral passage from Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, talking about how a military man was about to be stabbed. And so he fought with the guy, got the knife and stabbed the guy, killing him. So they arrested him. And they said, why did you kill him? And he says, he was trying to kill me. I had no choice. And they said, you could have fled. You could have ran. It's your fault. When the criminal commits a crime, it's, well, they didn't know better. When you defend yourself, well, you should have known better. That's the reality. Many people are pointing out, as I just said, that if she had just played the game the way the rules have been set, perhaps she would have won. It's actually quite simple. She could have drafted up her own bills and her own lease or a sublease and said, these men are trying to kick me out of my home. The police would show up and say, sir, what are you doing here? And he says, I leased this. And she could have said, no, I leased it from him and he's trying to kick me out. You be the tenant. Make him the landlord. You see, he didn't have a lease. He had bills. You say to the cop, see? He changed the locks. I don't have the keys anymore. I can't get into it. I have the lease right here. And you can date the lease from whatever you want because you own the house. And then when they say, do you have a lease? And he says, no, I'm leasing the house. It's my house. I have bills. Of course he has bills. He's renting it to me and he's paying the utilities. He's trying to kick me out. He changed the locks. Then they arrest the squatters for unlawful eviction. In fact, apparently, we know the guy's name. She could have easily drafted up a lease for herself or for her daughter. And she could have said, these men subletted to my daughter and they're trying to kick her out and they changed the locks. Unfortunately, that's dishonest. But that's the country that we live in right now. This is, as I stated now three times, it's the perfect example of what we're seeing in this country with the Democrats allowing criminal aliens in to squat in our country. And they get rights and they are protected. There's a viral video of a black man, and I believe he's in the Boston area, Massachusetts, yelling about how their community center was taken over by criminal aliens and the police are guarding it. And he says, why can't we use this? Our community needs this. And they say, shut your mouth or else. With smiles on their faces, the police knowingly guard and facilitate these massive cartel trafficking operations. So don't come to me when I complain about police marching in lockstep with the destruction of this country and say it's a few bad apples. In Chicago, in Massachusetts, in New York, in Los Angeles, it's the entirety of their departments. You come to me and then say, don't blame small town cops for what these guys are doing. And I can point to when in Texas, they arrested a salon owner and it was the governor who had to pardon this woman. In Minnesota, they hunted down a cafe owner. Now I get it. I deal with local sheriffs and deputies, and they are pretty good. They're pretty dang good. I get it. What I'm telling you is, if it comes to the darkest of scenarios, do not expect a stranger to have your back. I don't care if they're a cop, a firefighter, or the postman. They're going to say, I don't know you. I don't care about you. Stay out of my way. The best example is artistic rendition, World War Z. Everyone's raiding a pharmacy, and Brad Pitt's character sees a cop come in, and he's like, uh-oh, the cop's here. The cop steals a bunch of stuff and runs off. That's my point. People are people. Doesn't matter if they're wearing a badge or otherwise. In these big cities in New York, they will destroy you. You think playing by the rules is going to save you? This woman learned the hard way. Man, it's crazy what's happening in this country. I'll leave it there. Next segment is coming up at 6 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then. Donald Trump is suing George Sloppenopoulos and ABC. Of course, I'm referring to Donald Trump's statement about Jimmy Kimmel when he called George Stephanopoulos Sloppenopoulos. It's actually really funny. Trump's a funny guy. He's suing ABC and Stephanopoulos because Stephanopoulos, what a name to say over and over again, claimed Donald Trump was found liable for rape over and over again, and it is not true. Donald Trump has never been found liable for rape. He was accused of it by this woman in New York, E. Jean Carroll. And in my opinion, it's a shockingly absurd story that took place 30 years ago where the details don't actually match up. He was not found liable for this. The story makes no sense, which we will recap. But he was found liable for sexual abuse. It's a big difference. And George Stephanopoulos does not seem to care about the distinction and just decides to smear Donald Trump. I'm willing to argue. I'm willing to bet that Donald Trump loses this one because the courts are stacked against him even when he's right. Here's the story from The New York Times. Former President Donald J. Trump filed a defamation lawsuit against ABC News on Monday night, arguing that the anchor, George Stephanopoulos, had harmed his reputation by saying multiple times on air that Mr. Trump had been found liable for raping the writer E. Jean Carroll. In a jury in a Manhattan civil case last year found Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming Ms. Carroll, but did not find the former president liable for rape. The judge, however, later clarified that because of New York's narrow legal definition of rape, the jury's finding did not mean that Ms. Carroll failed to prove that Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. Yes, it does. This is insane. The judge is like, yeah, you know, we know what rape means. Well, most people kind of mean just like generally. So it's good. You're fine. Stephanopoulos was named as co-defendant, said Mr. Trump was found liable for rape during a contentious interview on March 10th with Rep. Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina. During the interview, Stephanopoulos asked Ms. Mace, who has spoken publicly about being raped as a teenager, why she continued to support Mr. Trump in light of the outcome of the civil case. How about because it has been reported E. Jean Carroll claimed to be wearing a dress at the time of the incident, and that dress didn't actually exist at that time. It came out several years later. It has been reported that her story is actually remarkably similar to the plot of a Law and Order SVU episode, that Special Victims Unit. Also, the story makes literally no sense. Donald Trump, the most famous man in New York and possibly one of the most famous people in the world at the time, walks into the Bergdorf Goodman, where he is a massive celebrity and no one notices. There's seemingly no one around. They walk up to the second floor where he says, ma'am, why don't we go into the dressing room? She says, sure. The dressing room's normally locked, but for some reason this time it wasn't. Not to mention Donald Trump owned the hotel across the street. How does any of that make sense? Now, perhaps something happened. I don't know. But Trump says, I don't even know this woman. There was a photo taken in, I think, like the late 80s or early 90s, where E. Jean Carroll is seen in a photo with Trump at a party. But let me clarify. It's like Trump is at a party and there are people around him and she's one of them. And he's like, I don't know who she is. And they're like, yes, you did, because look at this photo. You were at a party together. Yo, that's absolutely wild. I have been at so many parties with so many different people. I couldn't tell you any of their names. But the story is ridiculous. How could you actually win a civil case in this regard with no evidence at all? Is insane. So if you were to ask me, Tim, you're supporting Donald Trump after he's been found liable for rape, I'd be like, he wasn't found liable for rape. And I gotta say, it is insane to think this story has any merit at all. I'll also give an honorable mention to the juror who claims to have watched an episode or two of my show. And for this, they tried to remove him. Ah! Mr. Trump, who often galvanizes his supporters by attacking the press, has filed a string of unsuccessful defamation suits against major media organizations, blah, blah, blah. ABC News had no comment. Well, here we go. Andrew from Don't Walk Run has compiled several of the statements made by George Sloppenopoulos, as Trump calls him. Stephanopoulos and ABC News are now being sued over the repeated lie that Trump was found liable for rape. Here's each instance. Quote, judges in two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming a victim of that rape. False. Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. False. I'm asking you a question about why you endorsed someone who's been found liable for rape. Just answer the question. False. Nancy, did Mace not just say this isn't true? George, stop saying that. It was a civil court that found him liable for rape. False. You're supporting someone who's been found liable for rape. False. Why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape? You see, this is the point. Stephanopoulos is attacking with this question over and over again because he's trying to drill it into the minds of the American people who watch the likes of garbage like ABC. Look, these people are evil. You know, all that is required for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And looking at everything that's been going on in this country, there's many more instances. I don't want to read every single. He keeps saying it over and over and over again. It's just not true. So you're comfortable with it, even though he's been found liable for rape. None of it's the case. Now, I'm not convinced Donald Trump wins this one. The court will likely just say, well, you know, he's speaking. It's a colloquialism. It's not a literal legal term. So it's allowed. That's what the judge said in the case. You know, people mean rape as in just like any kind of, you know, so it's fine. My interpretation of what the word is, despite what the word is defined as. How do we get to this point? Weak men. Unfortunately, it is the fault of generations before us. It really is. And don't get me wrong, I don't blame every single person. There are good people and there are bad people. But I saw this video of a World War II veteran, old man, crying over what his country has become. And he's saying, this is not what we fought for. It's not. But you know what? It's your fault. Not him individually. I'm not saying this veteran who fought for this country in World War II. Certainly not. I'm saying it is the fault of the generations before us. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know if it was easy or what the solutions were, but the world built by the past generations has resulted in this moral and social degradation to the point where the country is facing the verge of collapse. You know, Thomas Jefferson had that famous letter about the tree of liberty needing to be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots. He later came to say he regretted saying it. I think a better way to put it is an inevitability of the collapse of nations. And perhaps the Strauss-Howe generational theory is a better way to explain what a country goes through. That's what I see happening right now. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. You know, there's always strong men in between. There's always hardship. But what we're facing right now, I think, will literally just result in conflict, crisis, and there's no alternative. It's a question of who wins and who loses. Will this be the final breath of this once great nation? America's fantastic, but we are under occupation. There is an invasive force that is in media, that is in intelligence. They are vapid individuals who believe they're smart, smarter than you, and because they know things you don't, they have more rights than you do. It's an interesting thought process. It's a thought process of every tyrant throughout history. They don't care. Morals mean nothing to them. They'll tell you this to your face. So what are we looking at? The mechanization of humanity. I take a look at all of this with the creating of enclaves, mass illegal immigration, the attacking of Donald Trump, what Trump represents. And the end result, whether intentional or otherwise, is a one-world government unified under its glorious digital currency, Bitcoin. I like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's great. But Bitcoin will effectively be that one-world global currency. Trackable, traceable. That's why I think Bitcoin will become extremely valuable. There are a lot of people who say Bitcoin will be worthless. And I'm like, yeah, right. This is the global currency. This is the new technology, whether you want it to be or not. But I'm not here to rag on Bitcoin. I'm not saying Bitcoin's bad. No, it just, that's what'll happen. You've got people in the United States government that don't care whether or not this country exists. They want global domination. A one world authority. That's what we're marching towards. Maybe the idea is the liberal economic order. We want to prevent World War III, perhaps. But I believe everything they're doing is actually just dragging us into World War III. Maybe World War III is actually the plan. You create the conflict and crisis that allows you to reshape global policy through trauma. Imagine a nuclear annihilation kicks off. The pretext being Ukrainian invasion, Russia expansion, China, Alaska, all that stuff. War breaks out. Nukes are used. After the use of nuclear weapons, everyone agrees, whether they want to or not. The remaining people, because many will be wiped out by it, simply just say, we now abide by the global authority. Let this never happen again. That's how they do it. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, the United States was, this is a fascinating fact that I learned from National Treasure, starring Nicolas Cage, but it's actually true. People used to say the United States are. Before the Civil War, they'd say the United States are. Each state was plural. Each state was sovereign and united. The United States literally meant each sovereign state of this nation. Then the Civil War happened. And they said the United States is. At that point, this was no longer a collection of sovereign states. It was a nation with various jurisdictions within it. They will say the same thing of everything on this planet. They will say the United Nations are, and eventually the United Nations is. That's what it'll be. I don't know how it comes about. I don't know if it's through war, conflict, crisis, or otherwise, but I can tell you this. Donald Trump is the antithesis. Donald Trump prevents the globalization, the one world government, one world authority, at least for a time, for the time being. So they will use every dirty trick in the book to stop him. I suppose we can only sit back and wait and see. Certainly there are people with more influence than others, but I'm certainly not in government. Maybe the ideas that we spread here today stop it. Maybe they don't. Maybe we lose, maybe we win. We'll see. Next segment is coming up at 8 p.m. over at youtube.com/TimcastIRL. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all then.